This is in the Holy Rebbe's letter, volume 5. We're doing now letter 1368. This is a letter dated on the Chav Gimel Tevis, 25th day of Tevis in Baruch Hashem, Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Bracha. And this is a letter in Yiddish. And the Rebbe says, I was delighted, I was very happy to receive regards from you through, and the Rebbe mentions a lot of titles, Yosef Sheikh Yalevi Weinberg, and also to find out from him about the very participation, the hearty participation and support to him in his mission. And it is for sure that the blessed Hashem will pay you as Hashem's measure is many times so in all in matters that you and your family need. However, I am a little bit worried that I read in your letter that you are not happy, you are depressed. I am very surprised about this matter, because when you do tzedakah, you give charity, and you support Hashem's kosher institution, the similar, you become a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what could be greater joy than this, that you connect yourself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Hashem? And with what even more can one have trust that whatever Hashem does is for the good? Since one is connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Hashem. As the Alter Rebbe writes in Tanya, that a person that gives charity is elevated through this, and also the rest of the money and the goods that he has by himself. As the Alter Rebbe explains at length in the holy letters in the Geres HaKodesh, that through the mitzvah of tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a good flow in the physical matter, in health, and the other physical matters that a person needs. My father-in-law, the Rebbe, once said that the sign that a person is healthy is when he doesn't sense his limbs. When one begins to feel his head or his heart, that's a sign that something is not in order. In truth, this is already hinted in the verse, Melachim Beis, Perek Dal Pasuk Yutes, he said, "My head, my head, my head." From this, we learn also of the how low is the character of arrogance when you start feeling your own greatness, even when they are really there. Because the fact that you feel your greatness is a points to, it shows, it proves that something is not in order. And when you do not feel your own greatness, spiritual greatness, so most of the time, that's a healthier spiritual person. And same thing is with the physical health. You need not think too much in your health situation. Of course, it's self-understood that one must be careful and listen to all the instructions of the doctors, but not to be overly preoccupied thinking about them, but you must trust that Hashem Yisbarach, the Blessed Hashem, who runs this great world, certainly will also lead his small world, the person's world, the small world, for the good. And Hashem, blessed be He, will certainly lead His small world, Lotoiva, and He, blessed be He, would also secure everything that you need for your health. And this, that it is required from the person, is that he needs to uh, be connected. V'atem advekim, it's a typo over here at Dvorim. V'atem advekim b'Hashem alekeichem, which means that you need to connect to Hashem, your God. That's the matters of Torah and mitzvahs. So when you have that in mind, then you have health, and you don't have any worries, and you also have great success, not only in your spiritual matters, but also in the physical matters, such as in business, etc. I hope to hear from you good news, and that the worries of your health, you put it on God's, on the master of the world. Let him worry about it. And that you are taking about yourself the worry about matters of Torah and mitzvahs for yourself and for your community. That should be things that are bothering you, occupying your mind. And I am blessing you with the with health, with proper health, physical goodness, and spiritual. I look forward for the good news.